on the Price County Highway Department can answer any questions you may have on that for the weight limit restrictions. I don't remember. I've lived here in the far northern part of Wisconsin for 24 years. Don't ever remember this happening in February.
Yeah, it's very odd and a bit worrying, but...
Yeah, but take that into note. Also, the Price County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow, they are inviting you to a special event at the Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips on Highway F, Saturday, February 17th. They got Mike Arrowwood coming in. He is a state director of Walleyes for Tomorrow, and will be speaking on the ins and the outs of starting a fish hatchery on your lake. And you will learn the steps you need to get the permits you need to obtain and the training needed to be successful. And they will speak in easy to understand terms, and they have knowledge to make it all happen. Maybe they'll even talk about fundraising and how you can prevent 5-year-olds from infiltrating your fundraisers.
We just guaranteed something that we can't hold up.
Saturday, February 17th at the Barry Waymiller Center there, right on Highway F in Phillips. So thanks to them for letting us know about that event. All right. It is 9:01. We're going to get to the news in just a moment here. Some weather first.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 5 major tech company heads will be on Capitol Hill today, all of them to be grilled by senators wondering what more can be done to protect kids from the dangers of social media. Selena Rodriguez, an 11-year-old who died by suicide, was lured online at age 11. Matthew Bergman is her family's attorney.
This is not an isolated incident. This is the norm. This is what children confront every day when they're on social media. And it's entirely preventable.
Negotiators say progress is being made on an agreement for an extended pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. A 6-week break has been proposed as hostages being held are released. A House Homeland Security Committee voting along party lines to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the full House. A vote could happen in the House as soon as next week. Work on a Senate bipartisan border deal, however, continues. The full details not yet released. This is ABC News. We're getting a glimpse into the infamous interview between the BBC's Martin Bashir and Princess Diana.
More than 3,000 emails released by the BBC after a Freedom of Information request showing journalist Martin Bashir thought the controversy surrounding his Princess Diana interview had to do with race and the fact that his colleagues were jealous.
Well, there were 3 of us in this marriage.
In 2021, an inquiry found that Bashir had obtained the interview through deception and faking documents. The BBC was accused of trying to cover up those actions. The BBC has said any suggestion it acted in bad faith was simply wrong. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
A monster pay package for Tesla head Elon Musk blocked by a Delaware judge. Tesla shareholders had challenged the package worth more than $55 billion with a B dollars, the judge calling it unfair. New hope for a painkiller that could be used for acute pain may not be as addictive as opioids. Drug maker Vertex preparing to ask for FDA approval of the drug. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Doctors say measles is making a comeback in Wisconsin. Around 24 cases were recorded in December. Wisconsin kindergartners have one of the lowest rates of vaccination against measles in the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's due partly to more families getting exemptions from state vaccination requirements. Governor Evers says the legislative redistricting maps he vetoed yesterday were not the maps he proposed, despite Republican claims to the contrary.
What they put together is not my maps. If they were my maps, I certainly would have signed it.
Republican lawmakers tweaked Evers' proposal to protect GOP incumbents. Wisconsin's new maps will likely be drawn by the state Supreme Court this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Healing Patriots Steak Feed and Dance. There'll be a meal from 4 to 7 with music from 7 to 11. $25 per ticket and 200 tickets available. The Glidden VFW receives the bar proceeds, and the Healing Patriots will receive the food proceeds. To purchase your tickets, contact a VFW member or GJ Ader at 715-663-0727.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks face the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks continue their Western road trip tonight in Portland. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, with a team like Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard, and Giannis, are they coachable and willing to listen to him?
Oh, they're great. They're very coachable. But that won't be a problem with this group.
College hoops, Marquette with a win over Villanova. Final score 85-80 in favor of Marquette. Next, they play Georgetown this Saturday. NFL, Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark invited to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Baseball, the Brewers just 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Arizona. Rhys Hoskins added to the roster at first base in free agency. General manager Matt Arnold on adding Hoskins to the lineup.
You know, we've been able to catch the ball, I think, and pitch for many years, and continue to add bats like Rhys into the middle of our lineup is something that we're thrilled to have.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In high school sports last night, the Prentice boys defeating Shawamigan last night down in Prentice, 71-61. That game is archived for you at 98QCountry.com under the archive tab. Ladysmith wins over Ashland boys, 75-56. The Drummond boys beat Mellon last night, 68-55. The Mercer boys top Butternut, 64-45. The Winter boys, they are scoring a lot of points this year. They beat Cornell 94-38. It was the Phillips boys topping Athens down in Athens 65-52. Rib Lake boys top Abbotsford 72-53. And the Wausau West boys, they beat Medford 56-45. Girls action, Butternut. This is their 10th conference win. They beat Mercer 47-38. The Winter girls top Cornell 75-59. And the Prentice girls, they defeat Northland Lutheran non-conference 71-51. And in hockey, Lakeland over Rhinelander 5-1, and Spooner tops Team Seal last night in hockey by a score of 8-1.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Another chance for you to play along with our snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown coming up here sometime before 10 o'clock. We have some other community events we'll talk about too. A little music for you now on Reality Radio.
Brand new country. We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Q Country.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time. But I'm feeling I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you.
Rosenstein.
Hi, folks. This is Keith Urban.
Just makes me feel good. It's all you, Lola, baby. You're the only girl in love. It's my station.
It's my station.
98Q Country.
Proud of that.
Yesterday's Classics, 98 Q Country.
And Carly Pierce at EQ Country. Another chance for you to win with our snowball throwdown in just a little bit here. Let's talk Shawamigan sports. We've got Shawamigan High School Athletic Director Darren Patterson with us this morning. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, we knew going into this basketball season, we thought that our three Price County teams, Prentice, Phillips, Shawamigan, were three pretty evenly matched teams. We saw some real good battles already, and last night was a good battle down in Prentice, too, wasn't it?
It sure was. Good game from what it sounded like. I saw a little bit on Prentice's live stream, so I was able to watch the end of the game. But quite a game, and I know Prentice ended up winning 71-61, but the game was actually closer than really the score indicates. But you got to give Prentice a lot of credit. They have two really good shooters, and they happen to be really young too. That Evan Lord is a sophomore, and I think there's a Heckman kid that's a freshman, and they kind of just put the Prentice boys on their back, Joel, and that was enough to separate the point total from Prentice's favor over Shawamigan. But it was a great game, and each and every single night, anybody can beat anyone on any given night, and we just seem to be coming up a little bit short on our end of things. And I texted our coach Pollockson last night because I like to crunch numbers, and our last five losses have been by a combined average of 8.8 points a game. So we seem to hang around in games, Joel.
Yeah.
But we just can't quite finish them. The last 5 or 6 minutes towards the end of games, where other teams make a slight run, and that tends to be what tilts it in our opponents' favors.
Yeah. Senior A.J. Morgan having a good season for Shawamigan, leading the way offensively. And it seems like, Darren, that the slowly but surely the NBA style of basketball, of shooting threes, trickled down to college, and I think it's still trickling down into high school. You see more and more teams, they come out gunning. They're gunning threes, right?
Yeah, they do. The Dick Bennett style was getting the half court and, you know, really, I don't know, just run your system.
Yeah.
And try to get a good shot at the back or something. Those things are kind of going by the wayside. And I don't know if it's good or bad. I suppose in sports in general, there always seems to be trends. And I agree with you. There seems to be a lot of emphasis on the three ball, even in the high school game. And but what I will say to that is, I'll speak on Prentice's behalf. Their kids can shoot the three ball, and they shoot it pretty accurately too. So, you know, it's amazing. And obviously, you don't become good like that overnight. That's a lot of time spent in the gym to become a great outside shooter like that. So, you know, I'm sure it's good for the game in some ways, and then for some of the purists, they want you to get that ball down in the post. But
yeah,
you know, basketball kind of works. You know, inside outside, they should always kind of complement one another anyway. But yeah, you're right. The three ball is here, and it's going to stay.
Yeah, it's a height neutralizer, isn't it? If you don't have height, I guess it does neutralize that a little bit. So,
yeah, and I guess when I know we're getting a little old school here, but when they put the 3-point line back in the, I don't even know when it was, the earlier mid 80s, that was kind of the idea, because basketball becomes such a big man's game. It, you know, it was good.
But, yeah. Shawamigan boys will be traveling to Stratford coming up this Friday. Girls have had some pretty competitive games. They had Three Lakes Phelps come in here, and it seems like we're seeing some improvement of this team and their ability to be competitive. They got some tough ones coming up, but they have had some pretty good moments so far.
They have, and actually the game we hosted on Friday versus Three Lakes, you know, when you size up like their schedules and who's played who, you're like, there's maybe no chance that we're going to hang around in the game versus Three Lakes just when you're just eyeballing it. And we had a 1-point lead at halftime, which was very encouraging for us. And then Three Lakes, you know, went on a big run in the second half and kind of pulled away from us. But that was a sign that we can play with people. And, you know, we're still very young with the 9 freshmen that we're playing at the varsity level. And what people have to remember is last year we did not finish our girls' basketball season. It got suspended in the middle of the season. So we are already in a better spot this year, and we definitely are trending in the right direction. And we are playing a lot better in some ways, in some aspects. But there's also some things that, you know, we need to work on too, you know, just from a fundamental standpoint, you know, dribbling and passing and some things like that. But all signs are pointing in the right direction for our girls' basketball program, Joel.
Yeah, I got a Merrillwood gauntlet coming up, Stratford, Athens, and Edgar, but then some games that I think are gettable toward the end of the season as we're sneaking toward tournament time here. The wrestlers, let's talk about the wrestlers, because they were doing conference down in Phillips this past Saturday. Nice to have it really close like that. And we got a conference. We did get one conference champion out of the deal, but some good performances there, Darren.
We did, and we love it when Conference Phillips has conference or regional, because it's kind of like a de facto home meet for us. And the only thing we have to do is fill up the bus for them and send them on the bus 20 minutes south. But
yeah,
it's nice for our fans, and I'm just kind of trying to be funny there. But Phillips did a good job of hosting it. We did have a conference champion. We had Greg Morgan at 175. Who won for us, and that was very exciting for Greg and his family and our team. And then we had two individuals that took third place, and that was Hudson Hilgard and Ethan Humphrey. So that was encouraging. And then some of our other kids that we were hoping could at least crack in the top three, they just had some really difficult weight classes. And sometimes you see that too, where one weight class might be a little thin with the amount of wrestlers that each team is bringing to the table, or the quality might not be as strong. And then there's some weight classes you'll look at and you're like, there's 5 stud wrestlers there. But all in all, it's been good. And our boys are now gearing up for regionals, which will be their next match. So they're done with their regular season now. And that regional will be February 10th at Lady Smith. And hopefully we can get a kid or two to sectionals and see what happens.
Yeah. Team Seal Hockey in action last night. And we got tournament time for them sneaking up on us too also, right?
It sure is. Our last regular season scheduled game right now is February 9th. So things are winding down. Last night we traveled to Spooner, and I believe the score was 8-1. Spooner's, you know, fairly decent, kind of maybe an average, a slightly above average team. But, you know, we competed hard in the first period, and then, you know, as the game wears on, it gets kind of challenging for our kids because of the lack of numbers. But, boy, we compete hard, and tip of the cap to the kids. And we have a few more contests, opportunity for people in our community to see them. This Thursday, Ashland JV is coming to play us at 6 o'clock here for a JV contest. And we've been kind of doing a mixed match of JV and varsity games because that's kind of where we're at, kind of in between team between the two levels. So we are expecting a few more numbers out for next year, so hopefully that will help our kids when we get into, you know, some of those games show that we compete in the first period or second period, and hopefully with those more numbers next year, we can maybe, you know, break through and pick up a few more wins in the third period because we have kids that, you know, aren't dying on the ice, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. An exciting time for the youth, too. I know youth wrestling is really getting a good workout in that newly revised wrestling room area, so the youngsters are seeing a lot of mat time and having fun with that.
Yeah, someone had told me from our youth wrestling, or one of our youth wrestling folks, had told me that we had about 25 kids that went down the field on Sunday this past weekend to wrestle in their youth tournament. But there's some nights here where we'll have 40 or 50 kids wrestling, so that's real encouraging for them. And this coming Saturday in Ashland, for boys and girls basketball, we have 50 to 60 third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders that are going to play basketball up in the Ashland Fieldhouse. So, you know, there's some signs here, and I can't recall, Joe, if we talked about this 2 weeks ago or not, but I've been telling people that we're seeing some good things here with our elementary people. A lot of parents that want their kids doing things. You know, we'll have a PCO night, and we'll have 100 people here for it. Just it's really encouraging to see, and we're seeing some parents in our community are willing to coach or help in, fill in, run concession stands, you name it, with some of our events. So we're kind of getting that back a little bit where we have people that want their kids and things, and I'm hoping that will bear us some fruit when these kids get into high school with some good teams.
Yep, exactly. All right, Darren, well, thank you for the update. We'll chat with you again next Wednesday.
All right, thanks for your time, Joel.
You bet. Thank you, Darren. Darren Patterson, he's the high school athletic director for the Shawamigan School. We are winding toward tournament time for hockey. It's always wrestling first. They get their regionals in a week from Saturday, and then hockey the following week, and then we get girls basketball and boys basketball and everything else. So an exciting time for kids as their seasons wind up and down at the same time.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, All of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Bree's car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent sin. All over Bree's car, clips right on your vent. Yep, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Bree's. La 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 la.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Kiss her on the street. When you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her. It stays on her mind. When you put her first, every single time. When you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't love, it's what you're doing there. Every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her.
Side one, baby, you're the one that's gonna break it. 'Cause I'm feeling.
It's Fearless at 98Q Country, 20 before 10. Let's give you a second chance to win something here in our snowball throw down, showdown, mowdown. Caller four, you're gonna give it a wing here and see if you can't win a $25 gift certificate from one of our participating sponsors, 715-762-3221. If you haven't won yet, you're eligible. All right. We are five for six. We're defying the 50-50 odds of this contest. We're 5 for 6 right now. We'll see if we can make it 6 for 7 coming up, hopefully with you next.
Shop great deals on powerful tools and more at Fleet Farm. We've got more than 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories that will have you ready for any DIY project. This week, buy an M18 battery system starter kit and get a free M18 brushless cutoff grinder. Plus, bring the kids along for a special bird suet heart crafting activity, Saturday, February 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save on tools built to last and create family memories that will last even longer at Fleet Farm.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by BW Paper Systems, a division of Barry Waymiller, who combines an extremely strong brand, innovative technology, and long-standing experience for the sheeting, packaging, stationery, book binding, security documents, and corrugated and finishing industries.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Give any room in your home a great new look with Dakota Shiplap from Menards. Hurry in while supplies last for a hot deal. An 8-foot homestead shiplap. Great for walls, trim, and more. Just $7.99 after rebate. Plus, update your kitchen with a Tuscany faucet in stainless or matte black finish with pull-down spout. Just $39.99 after $30 rebate. Price is good through February 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Here we go. Let's do it. Let's see if we can give away another $25 gift certificate or card. And who do we have here?
Robin.
How you doing, Robin?
I'm doing good.
All right. Let's spin that wheel, Robin, and see what we got going on for a prize for you here, Robin. $25 for the Park Falls Chamber. $25 in Chamber bucks. Not too shabby. All right, Robin. Pressure's on. Gunner A, Gunner B. We have had 5 of 6 winners. Let's make it 6 of 7. Which one is sighted in?
B.
She says B. Let's see if that's correct. Good luck to you.
Hi. My name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Okay, who threw that?
Free for all! Yeah!
Now for some real fun.
Let's go, shall we?
You missed me!
Oh, I hate that sound, Robin. We were due to not get a winner. We were due not to get a winner. Robin, the good news is you got a lot of more chances to play along. So thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Joel. Have a great day.
Thank you, Robin. So, where is my loser sound? That's not my true loser sound effect. This one seems a bit much. It seems a bit much when I. Oh, here we go. There we go. All right. And where'd my Wonka go? There we go. There we go.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia.
I die young.
I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
All right, plenty more chances for you to throw some snowballs and win here throughout the month of February, which begins tomorrow. So just stay tuned here. Occasionally Gray will do it in the afternoon. We got a lot of gift certificates to go out the door. AQ Snowball Throwdown Showdown Mowdown.
Heading down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and praying to God. long talk, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wind and a rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, so rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like a wind and a rain. I wanna rock like a southbound train. Hey,
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she can show her pride out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl.
Ileana Winter, she is a Phillips High School senior, and she reports in each week on what's going on at Logger Camp. How you doing, Ileana?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, good. We were having a discussion earlier about the fact that how five-year-olds are always free at these breakfasts and all these fundraisers, and we think they're just mooching off us. That's all we think.
You know, yeah, I agree.
Five and under are free. See, she agrees. Yeah. There we go. We got to give her a little applause there. There we go, Ileana. Ileana Winter agrees that five-year-olds are mooching off society.
We'll quote it, post on Facebook.
They should give us free breakfast. breakfast. I mean, we're students. We're working hard.
There you go.
Free breakfast too.
There you go. Oh,
absolutely.
Now, oh, now she's just looking for a free one, too.
There it is. There's always a catch.
All right, Ileana, what's going on at Logger Camp today?
Sounds good. We have a pretty big sports update, and our school update's pretty small, but it's about Winterfest, which is coming up. So I'll start with girls basketball. They played Abbotsford on Monday night and beat the Falcons with a final score of 67-33. Very good defensive-offensive game. Super fun to watch. They play Friday in Edgar with JV at 5:45 and varsity at 7:15. This is a doubleheader for the girls and boys. So girls varsity and boys JV will play at the same time, and boys varsity and girls JV will play at the same time.
All right.
For boys basketball, they played Athens last night and beat the Blue Jays. Win a pretty good game with a final score of 65-50. On Saturday, the high school wrestling team hosted the conference meet at home, and we had two seniors who won conference titles, Ethan Upson and Daniel Adamitis. Those two boys have been wrestling since they could walk, I believe. So, I mean, great job to them. Nice. I'm hoping, you know, we get a pretty decent group head to state this year. Last year, I'm pretty sure we had two or three go, so hopefully this year again we can get some kids to qualify.
All right.
For swim team, they hosted divisionals at home. They had a lot of younger and older swimmers qualify for conference, which is this weekend in Black River Falls. But a lot of kids did qualify through individuals, too, other than relays. So great job to them. And then for dance, this past weekend, the dance team went to DC Everest to compete in regionals for the POM division. And our dance team actually qualified for state, which will be this Friday in La Crosse. And this is the first time in 22 years that the dance team has made it to state for POM. So congratulations to them.
Nice.
I know a lot of them are super excited. So hopefully we can get a couple of kids to go take pictures and stuff. And, yeah, they're doing great this year.
Very cool.
And then for school updates, we have our Winterfest week, the 12th to the 17th, with the dance on the 17th. And I actually do have some dress-up days I'll inform you about.
Oh, so, nice. All right. What do you got?
All right. Monday is pajama day, which is, you know, Monday's a sleepy day, so it makes sense. Tuesday's pink and red for Valentine's. Wednesday is Wisconsinite day. So we kind of made that out to, like, wear Packer gear, Badgers, you know, bring a fishing pole to school and walk around in your cowboy boots, you know.
Okay. All right.
Thursday is rhyme without reason, which is, like, a popular thing on TikTok. So someone could do, like, water balloon and baboon, you know, like two like matching rhyming words, so like literally anything. And then Friday is class colors day. Some of our activities that were supposed to happen for Winterfest, we usually do like a fun day on Friday. Sledding is one of them, but looking outside, I believe we'll probably be going swimming, not sledding. But yeah, interesting weather we're having this year.
exactly. All right. Some exciting stuff happened at Logger Camp. Very good. Thank you for the update, Ileana. Appreciate you very much.
Yep. Thank you.
You betcha. I thought one of the dress up days was going to be dressed like a 5-year-old mooch. I thought it was going to be one of them. Just food stuffed in your mouth.
Yep. Have like pockets full of food. Just your outfit doesn't match at all.
Well, the appropriate would have like money coming out of your pocket and then a mouth full of food because you didn't have to pay for your food.
So oh, yeah.
You'd have money and have lots of food. See? That works. Helium Patriot, I just love the fact that she agreed with us on that. That was pretty. Helium Patriot Steak Feed and Dance coming to Glidden this Saturday with meal and music. Only 200 tickets sold. Call GJ Ader if you need a ticket, 715-663-0727. Very nice event going on Saturday. That dinner and a movie to have a discussion about abortion. This is for all ages. It's February 13th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church. And you can give them a call at 339-4632 for more information on that event. The Furnace Fundraiser for St. Francis of Assisi Fifield is a week from today, Country Cafe Fifield. They'll be taking takeout of chicken dumpling or chili and a little sandwich with that, a healthy, hearty sandwich and homemade kitchen bar. So that's a week from today. We'll talk more about that as we draw closer. We still have one of the student passes for the pork sauerkraut dumpling meal this Saturday. With St. Anthony's, the adult one is gone, but if you want the free student one, give us a call at 715-762-3221. In Austin, I don't know if you saw this, we're not getting any snow, but Anchorage, Alaska already has more than 100 inches of snow. Temperatures well below 20, 30, 40, even 50 below in some parts of Alaska.
And I normally wouldn't ask this, but can we have some of that snow? We need some for the trails.
Yeah, we could use some. Over 100 inches of snow out there, which of course means they're in search of a lot of really tall dogs for the Iditarod, which is coming up, because I don't know how they're going to get. That's a lot of snow.
That's true.
It's a lot of snow. And I guess that's about it. All right. Thank you, Austin. Have a great day.
You too.
We're out of here. We got John St. John coming in next. Gray will be in after 2. Bucks basketball later tonight, 9 o'clock the tap tonight.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, temperatures are soaring to the mid-40s. Winds are feisty, though, out of the southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will knock it back to feeling a